All right, Mike, about the same time you guys came across that lap car, Barrett gave you room, but not much, and you made a little inside-outside move around both of them.
Yeah, when we were coming, I saw he hesitated a little bit with the lap car, and I've always been aggressive through lap traffic, so when it came off of four there, I saw Babcock was low, and I saw he went high, and I saw a little gap there, and I put it to the floor, and we started going in there, and I saw Babcock start coming up, and I knew we were going into the corner getting ready to come down. I said the hell with it, and I just drove it in there, and luckily it stuck, and we got through. Him and I made a little bit of contact through the corner, but, you know, it's championship points night, and you need every point in position that you can get, you know, so... That's some of the stuff that you take. Nobody wrecks, so there's no harm, no foul. But heart racing all the way around the track all night tonight, actually, I thought. Because every move I made, it seemed like Bond was right there on my tail. I kept looking at the leaderboard, hoping that somebody would cut him off or chop him or something so I could get away from the guy. But I just couldn't get a bone tonight. He was fast. He was definitely hooked up.
The thing is, you can't say, well, I'm going to hug the inside and make him pass me on the outside, because he rolls the outside. And the same thing with the inside. What defense do you have other than trying to take out both lanes, and nobody likes that?
Nothing. I don't know how Jack Patrick managed to do it last week. He had a little more of a lead before Bond had to run him down there, but Bond was just on my tail all night, and they've been around forever, and you know, he's got the car hooked up for sure, so there's no stopping that guy. He's gonna get by you one way or another, so it'll be interesting to see what happens at Classic. He needs a big wave of bad luck for anybody to be able to beat that guy at Classic this year, so we'll see what that brings.
This season, how would you rank this season as far as how you've done and how good you feel about your results?
Yeah, I think this is by far our best year. I was really interesting if we wouldn't have blown up two engines, and if I wouldn't have gotten taken out by that lap car that one night, to see what the points would end up being, you know. So we were leading that night that the lap car got me, and the two other nights would have had a lot better finishes, you know, if we were in our own equipment. But I don't think it would have hurt our handicap too bad, because we still started, you know, midway through the pack, and we were able to drive up through a lot of cars this year, and especially for this is the first year that we actually ran this car. We've been through, you know what I mean? I think we got a top three in points this year, and we've been in three different race cars this year. You know what I mean? How many people can say they, you know, did that in three different race cars? So it's, for the stuff that we've been through and the obstacles that we've overcome this year, if we pulled off a top three, which I'm hoping we did, you know, we can't say anything about that. It was a hell of a year for all of us. So I appreciate Jim Babcock. He gave us a car the first week when we grenaded our engines, and old man Hawksby and Sean and... they let me. I currently called him up last week and said, hey, we need your car. And he said, come get it. And he called me when we were going across the Minetta Bridge. And he says, hey, I want that kid to run that car. He says, I want you to race it. You're racing for points. And I said, thanks. You know, not many people are going to offer out a $10,000 race car to Mike Bruce after my past of wrecking up race cars. So kudos to them.
It's been a pretty clean year for you this year.
Yeah, we haven't can't afford to fix the race car. So you can't wreck it if you can't afford to fix it. So we just, I think there was not as many, I think that, I always had there's a couple of cars that haven't showed up a lot this year that I was always magnetic to. You know, we were always like magnets, and we always stuck together everywhere. When no matter where we were on the track, somehow we'd always make contact. So it was good to get away from the wrecks and to be able to race clean. And I think I actually just had a fan come in. I've never met him before. Came into my pits tonight, and he told me how enjoyable it was to watch me and the moves that we were putting on tonight and stuff. So that always is like an extra pat on the back, you know, when you can have fans come in and tell you that you're doing a good job. And the speed officials and stuff have seen it too this year, so it's nice to not have wrecked equipment, and outside of engines grenading, you know, we've had a pretty easy, enjoyable year.